Welcome to the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Shoftim, Chapter 19. Shalom, Chanukah Sameach. Wish I had some good news for you to tell you that we're going to have a really upbeat story today, but that's not the case. It's a pretty bad one. We're going to talk about Vayihi Bayamim Ahem Umelech Ein B'Yisrael, chapter 19. Vayihi Ish Levi Gar Be'Arkatei Ephraim. There's a Levite, once again, a Levite from Har Ephraim. Vayikach Lo Isha Pilegesh Mi'Beit Lechem Yehuda, Vatizne Alav Pilagsho, Vatelech Mi'Ito El Beit Aviha, El Beit Lechem Yehuda, Vatisham Yamim Arba'a Chodashim. We have a man, a Levite, who is sort of married, or maybe she's only his concubine, a wife. She's from Bethlehem, from Bethlehem Yehuda. And apparently this Pilegesh, this wife, had an affair. As a result, the marriage broke down, and he doesn't see her for 4 months. After 4 months, he goes to her father's house, stays with them, with her father, with her, for 3 days and nights, eating, drinking, and on the fourth day, they decide they're going to leave together. They've made up, and he's going to take his Pilegesh with him. The father of the girl says, no, just, have some breakfast, eat, drink. And the man says, we're going to go. And he keeps on being persuaded by the father-in-law to stay there. We wonder, what's happening here? Why are we hearing over and over that he's being persuaded to stay there? He stays another night. And he says, Sanad levarecha, please have something to eat. Vahit mahamu ad notayom. And they wait. That vahit mahama is already going to remind us of the chapter of Lot taking his time in leaving Sodom. There is an enormous number of parallels between this story and the Sodom story. Whichever way, we're already on day 5 and they take their time leaving. Again, what's the issue of the hospitality of the father-in-law? I can give you one of two options. It might be trying to express the fact that people from Judah, people from Yehuda are hospitable, but people from Binyamin or people from Har Ephraim are not. Here's possibility two. Possibility two is that the father-in-law doesn't really want to let his daughter go with this man. He's not a particularly nice man. He doesn't really look after his daughter. There's a reason why she betrayed him. The marriage is not good, and he doesn't particularly want to let his daughter go with this man. Whichever way, they eat, and eventually they leave late in the day. Hu upilaksho v'na'aro, him, his concubine, and he's got an assistant with him, and he tries to persuade them, it's getting dark, stay here for another night, v'ashkantem machal adarkachem, but they didn't want to. And they start traveling north. I love this journey because I travel in the morning from Gush Etzion. I go right past Bethlehem, and I pretty much pick up the road exactly where they did, along Derech Hebron, driving up to Rehov Beitar, which was the route that they took. And then it says, Heim Imyuvus. They're sort of like coming along Rehov Beitar. They look over and they see Jerusalem, Yuvus, the Jebusite city. And the servant says to his master, let's go and stay overnight in that Jebusite city. And he says, Lo nasur el ir nochri asher lo bimnei Yisrael heina. Oh, we don't want to go to a non-Jewish city. The implication being that's a dangerous place, a non-Jewish city. We're not going to go and stay with the Jebusites for the night. And they continue further north to a place called Giva. Giva is near Pisgat Zev of today. There's a hill overlooking Pisgat Zev with actually the beginnings of a palace that King Hussein was started to make. This is a place called Giva. In the time of Shaul, it's going to become Givat Shaul. Not the area in Jerusalem called Givat Shaul. This is near Pisgat Ze'ev. Whichever way, they come to the city, the town, and it's already night. Vatavolahem Hashemesh, the sun's already gone down. And Vayeshev Berachov Ha'ir Ve'in Ish Ma'asef Otam Ha'bayta Lalun. They're in the village square. Nobody's taking them home. And suddenly, v'hinei ish zaken ba min ma'aseum nasadeh, a man's coming back late from the fields. Va'ish mehar Ephraim. And this man is from Har Ephraim. By the way, he's not even a local person from Giva. and maybe he has an affinity with this man. He happens to be living in Giv'a, and all of the people of Giv'a are actually Benjaminites. When the man sees in the languages of like Avraham, Vayisayin Avayar, when the man lifts up and sees, and he sees a Oreach Berchov Ha'ir, a guest, the elderly man says, so where are you coming from? Where are you going to? And he says, we're going from Beit Lechem Yehuda to Har Ephraim, but we need a place for the night. Nobody's taking me home. And he says, Gam Teven, Gam Ispo Yesh L'chamoreinu, V'gam Lechem, V'yayin Yeshli. I've got all my food that I need. I don't need anything. All I need is, there's nothing lacking. I just need a roof over my head. The man says, don't worry. Everything you need is on me. But suddenly, Pasuk Chafbet, a bunch of heavies, a bunch of ruffians, a bunch of godless people surround the town, knocking on the door. And they say to the man, the host, and they say, this is exactly the same language as Sodom. Send the man out who's come into your house and we will know him. They want to, sounds like, to rape him. And the man goes out and he says, please, Elachai, Al Tareyu, don't do such an evil thing. After this man has come to my house, don't do, Al Tasu et Hanavala Hazot. Don't do this disgrace. This word Navala is used with the rape of Dina. Hinebiti betula opilakshehu. If you want, I have my virgin daughter. I also have his concubine. If you want, I'll take him out to you and you can rape them. You can do whatever you like, but don't rape a man. That's what it sounds to be saying. They didn't want to listen. They weren't willing to accept these two alternatives. And in the end, the man himself takes his concubine and he marches her outside. And they raped her. They abused her. All night they rape her and abuse her and let her go in the morning. In the morning, the woman falls at the doorstep of the house. And in the morning, the man gets up, opens the doors of the house, and is about to go. And hine, a surprise, his concubine has fallen at the entrance to the house. Yadel Asaf, her hands are literally on the doorstep, almost as if she's been trying to reach there. And what does he say? Doesn't say, hey, darling, what happened during the night? He doesn't say, are you okay? What does he say? Kumi v'neilecha. Hey, up, let's go. Ve'inone. She's dead. There is no answer. He takes her on the donkey and he goes to his place. Now, at this point, who do we blame? The people in the town? The husband? There are no heroes in this story. The host tried to protect them, but he didn't stop the man taking his girl outside, his wife, his concubine outside. But now the story is going to get even worse. Pasuk Chavtet. Vayavol Beito. The man, the husband, goes back home. Vayikachet ha-ma'achelet. This word ma'achelet is a knife which eats, which consumes. It's only used in the Akedah. Vayechazek b'pilagsho. And he takes hold of his pilegesh. Right? Interestingly, the same phrase that was used in verse 25 when he threw her out to the mob. Vayechazek, there he was exposing her. Now he's going to be doing something else. He cuts her body into 12 pieces and sent one piece around all of the borders of Israel. And everybody who saw said, there has never been, and we have never seen anything like this from the day that Israel have come out of Egypt till today. What are we going to do about this? The man is trying to act righteous. He is trying to act as if, wow, look at this terrible travesty. He probably sent a letter around with these pieces of meat, disgraceful, talking about the terrible thing that was done in Giv'a, but totally ignoring any responsibility that he had borne. In fact, I'd say more than that, maybe by spreading this story and spreading this tale with such a sense of outrage, he's actually covering for his own part in his concubine's murder. Givah has become Sodom. Israel's morality is deteriorating. How can we have such a thing in one of the cities of Israel? This was the cause of Sodom and Amorah being destroyed. What is then going to happen to Givah? What is then going to happen to the Jewish people? That is the question we leave with in this chapter. The carnage is going to continue tomorrow. See you then.